Remarks of the President to the members of the Foreign Relations Committee of the Syrian and Lebanese American Federation in the Rose Garden, October 3rd, 1951.
As president of the National Association of Syrian Lebanese American Clubs throughout the United States, we are indeed grateful to you for allowing us to come here and to be with you on this occasion. We represent over 500,000 American Arabic speaking people, and we're here to offer our services to you and anything that we can do in connection with the Near East problems. We want you to know that as American citizens, we're here to dedicate ourselves to you.
Well, thank you very much. You can be exceedingly helpful. I'm very much interested in peace in the Near East, as I am in every other section of the world. And there isn't any good reason at all why there shouldn't be peace there and everywhere else for that matter. And you can make a contribution to attainment of that peaceful settlement by just what you're doing now. I'm anxious to see developments in that part of the world that will relieve the pressures of the populations, which in nearly every instance in the history of the world, population pressure has caused the difficulties between countries. Now, there are developments that can be made in the Near East that will care for a population of three or four times the amount of people that are there now. I've had surveys made in the Euphrates Valley and along the Mediterranean coast, in Arabia and in Ethiopia, and it's fantastic the things that can be done there to make life more pleasant for the people who already live there, and that'll bring about peace. That'll bring about peace, and you can be very helpful on that.
Thank you, Mr. President.